Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ralph Terry. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Martin and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Berry moves to second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek. John reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes John trying to get to home. Hershberger throws the ball into Roof, who tags John, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Agee moves to third. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris bunts towards the mound. John fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terry moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Terry moves to third. Campaneris moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Terry scores. Campaneris moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. Hershberger scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Green reaches second base with a double. Harrelson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Athletics. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nasek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Nasek reaches second base with a double. Green scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek. Martin reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-1 in the game. Elia is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terry strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campaneris moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Campaneris moves to third. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dennis Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Agee steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Green hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Higgins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0-for-2 in the game. Skourin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater juggles the ball. That's an error on Cater. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek, who is chasing the ball. Martin reaches third base with a triple. Skourin goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Athletics. Jim Dixon now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson juggles the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Martin scores. It's 6-4, Athletics. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-2 in the game. Elia hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berry scores. Causey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Athletics. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. Agee goes all the way around to score. Buford moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-6, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw is walked intentionally. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0-for-3 in the game. Skourin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skourin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. Roof hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Repose pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-3 in the game. Elia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger moves to third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Bob Locker now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger scores. Hershberger scores. Cater moves to third. It's 8-7, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin fires to third and picks off Cater. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker fires to first and picks off Harrelson. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Locker. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Agee for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Peters now pitching. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Nasek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 3 in the game. Roof is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McCraw strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss pinch runs for Floyd Robinson. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. John Romano pinch hits for Lee Elia. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek. Romano reaches second base with a double. Weiss scores. Adair moves to third. It's White Sox, 8, Athletics, 8. Joe Horland pinch runs for John Romano. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 4 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Freese now playing third base. Don Buford now playing left field. Al Weiss now playing shortstop. Ken Berry now playing right field. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gosger bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to second. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hershberger is walked intentionally. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Martin and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Campaneris scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.